When Ted Cruz referred to Donald Trump's New York values, he meant it as a slur. Last night, Cruz, Trump, and John Kasich appeared together at a Manhattan hotel, and all of them had only good things to say about the city. Outside, the streets were full of anti-Trump protesters. We'll speak to one of them in a moment. First, NPR Sarah McCammon on how the candidates were received inside.
The event was a black tie, $1,000 a plate fundraiser for the New York State Republican Party. But the talk for most of the night was all about New York City, and it was led off by one of its own.
I want to just talk just for a second about New York values.
Donald Trump is way ahead in the polls ahead of Tuesday's primary. He's hoping to sweep New York's 95 delegates. At the Grand Hyatt Hotel, Trump recited what felt like a love letter to the city. He mentioned 9/11 several times.
The firefighters and first responders and the police officers and the Port Authority workers who ran up those stairs, those are New York values and those are New Yorker values.
That phrase first came up early this year when Texas Senator Ted Cruz launched an ad shortly before the Iowa caucuses painting Trump as a liberal New Yorker. But last night, Cruz had only kind words for New York while going after his favorite target, Washington, D.C.
New York City is hallowed ground. It is the site of the worst terrorist attack on United States soil. And yet, in the 15 years since 9/11, many in Washington have forgotten.
Cruz is a few points behind Ohio Governor John Kasich in most state polls. Both are hoping to pick up delegates next week and make it harder for Trump to get the 1,237 needed to lock down the nomination. Kasich argued both of his rivals are too divisive to succeed in a general election.
If you feed on the negative attitudes of people, you're going to have high negative ratings. Go and try to sell something when people don't like you and when they don't trust you.
But overall, it felt like Trump's night. He recalled highlights of his career as a real estate developer, including buying and renovating the very hotel where he was speaking.
It turned out to be a great business, number one, and it turned out to be a great, great success as a hotel.
Armando Casillas, an insurance adjuster from New York City, says that's part of why Trump has his vote.
I mean, look at the size of this place. We're Manhattan. You know how hard it is to build anything in Manhattan? He did it, though. So there's a lot of merit to it. As if he uses the same merit to run the country.
Trump spoke first and got the warmest reception. Cruz and Kasich had to talk over the clinking of silverware and chattering of the audience while dinner was being served. The toughest crowd, though, was outside.
Racist Trump out!
Hundreds of protesters lined up on the streets outside the hotel that made Trump's reputation, a reminder that even in his hometown, Trump's crowds aren't always friendly. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, New York.